This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. And in case you somehow missed it, the latest Star Wars film, The Rise of Skywalker, opened over the weekend and made more than $177 million in North America alone. This installment brings the latest trilogy to a close, but the Star Wars franchise continues on the streaming service Disney Plus, where a new character is capturing viewers' imaginations. But Disney kept an unusual lid on the merchandising bonanza we usually see for hit characters. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more on that.
Disney Plus is an important part of Disney's plans to more directly interact with the consumers of its content. At a public forum earlier this year, Disney CEO Bob Iger summarized the strategy.
So if someone has bought Disney Plus and we know that they're a huge Star Wars fan, we may be able to figure out how to give them discounts on buying Star Wars goods or visit Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland or at Disney World, those sorts of things.
So if that kind of targeting is the goal, how to explain the way Disney Plus's new series, The Mandalorian, rolled out a popular new character? The show dropped last month and quickly became among the most downloaded on any streaming service. That's due in no small part to the surprise introduction of a new character, the child, as it's known on the show, Baby Yoda, as it's known everywhere else.
They said 50 years old.
Species age differently. Perhaps it could live many centuries.
The child does little more than coo, and it's adorable even when it's eating live frogs. Yeah, it really does that. It's quickly become a pop culture phenomenon. Even The New Yorker created a cartoon about the little tyke. But in a very un-Disney move, the company introduced Baby Yoda with no toys ready for the Christmas shopping season. Nothing was on store shelves, and only recently could you buy some Baby Yoda stuff on Disney's online store. Stephanie Wissink, a consumer products analyst at Jefferies, says this is strategy.
Using its ability to withhold information from the broader marketplace to create excitement, and then working with their partners thereafter to ensure that there's a merchandise assortment that satisfies that excitement.
In fact, The Mandalorian's creator, Jon Favreau, has said that he wanted to keep Baby Yoda's existence a secret until the big reveal. Since creating toys takes months of advanced prototyping, word could have leaked out. So now, toy makers will need time to catch up.
So what we've seen in the toy marketplace is that type of product will arrive at retail in March, April, and May of next year, just based on how the supply chain works.
Even basic merchandise, like clothing printed with Baby Yoda's image, didn't come out right away. And that left an opening for unofficial merchandise. On Etsy alone, you can buy Baby Yoda crocheted dolls, tree ornaments, t-shirts. Sukhjit Barar, who owns the Toronto-based custom clothing company Printed, is selling a Baby Yoda ugly Christmas sweater for $35.
It's doing a lot better than we intended, to be honest. We never thought that it would get as popular as it did.
Barar says they've sold hundreds of sweaters in just a week and a half. For his two-year-old business, it's been a financial boost.
No product has ever kind of been this popular, and we've kind of just been working around the clock to make sure all the orders go out on time.
Barar is surprised that Disney left such an opening in merchandising Baby Yoda. It's an opening that retail consultant Brian Eisenberg does not expect to last long.
Disney was a client several years ago. They create stories to create experiences to create retail revenue. They're a master at sucking money out of people's pockets.
Now on Disney's online store, you can get official Baby Yoda t-shirts, phone cases, bobbleheads, but you have to pre-order the Baby Yoda toys and action figures. Arrive in February at the earliest, they will. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.